Hello, and welcome to the MacArthur Museum of Arkansas Military History, a museum operated under the Little Rock Parks and Recreation Department. Opened in 2001, the museum interprets Arkansas's rich military heritage from its territorial period to the present. This building is a National Historic Landmark. Construction began in 1838 and was completed in 1840, making it one of the city's oldest buildings. The Tower Building was just one of the many buildings that made up the U.S. Arsenal at Little Rock. Following statehood in 1836, the citizens of Little Rock feared that Native American Indians passing through the state on their way to Oklahoma on the Trail of Tears were dangerous and might attack them. So the governor of Arkansas, James Conway, asked the federal government to build an arsenal, and in 1840 the arsenal was completed. Today, only the Tower Building remains of the nearly 30 buildings that made up the U.S. Arsenal here in Little Rock. The Tower Building served as a warehouse for military munitions from 1840 to 1868. The walls are 3 feet thick and made from red brick, although the original design of the Tower Building called for it to be made from cut limestone. Originally, there was only one way to enter and leave the building, through an entrance on the south side that led into the basement, which is still visible today. The octagonal tower housed a lift, allowing military munitions to move from the basement to either the first or second floor. In December 1860, South Carolina seceded from the United States, quickly followed by Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Arkansas, which had only become a state 25 years earlier, was divided politically regarding secession. In February 1861, the U.S. arsenal was under threat of attack by pro-secessionist militia from southeast Arkansas, who demanded its surrender. In order to prevent an armed conflict, the U.S. arsenal at Little Rock was surrendered to Arkansas Governor Henry Rector, along with all of its contents. This event is known historically as the Arsenal Crisis. In September 1863, Little Rock was occupied by the United States military and remained occupied until the end of the Civil War. During the Confederate evacuation of Little Rock, soldiers were ordered to blow up the arsenal, but did not have time to follow their orders. In the spring of 1864, a large-scale federal campaign to capture the Confederate city of Shreveport, Louisiana, started from this arsenal, in what would be called the Camden Expedition. 40 days later, the Federal Army returned, having narrowly escaped starvation and capture. Because of the Camden Expedition, the Tower Building was named a National Historic Landmark in 1993, one of approximately 20 Arkansas sites to achieve this status. Following the Civil War, the Tower Building was converted from a storehouse for military munitions into officers' apartments. On January 26, 1880, Douglas MacArthur was born in the Tower Building, while his father, Captain Arthur MacArthur, was stationed in Little Rock. MacArthur later became a 5-star general and commander of all Allied forces in the Pacific during World War II. In the 1890s, the government decided to close the Little Rock Arsenal, and all the buildings except the Tower Building were either sold or destroyed. The arsenal was given to the city of Little Rock by an act of Congress, providing that the land would become and forever remain a city park. In 1942, during World War II, the park was named MacArthur Park in honor of General Douglas MacArthur. We hope you enjoy your visit to the MacArthur Museum of Arkansas Military History. For further information, visit our website at www.arkmilitaryheritage.com. Our hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.